We pick it up with Lee in East Brunswick, New Jersey, on Coast to Coast. Lee?
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing very well. Where do you want to take us?
To this dream I had. It's a little off the beaten path. But, you know, I had a lot of strange dreams in my life, right? But this was maybe 1997, and I never could understand where it came from. I was working nights. I got off work, and I was asleep, and it was afternoon. Never, I had a lot of strange dreams, even ones where I fought demons. You know, I never thought that was weird. But this one, I was in a car. It was like from one of those old gangster cars. You remember those from the gangster movies?
Yeah.
I ended up in the car, and there was no driver, and there was a lot of fog around. And we were on the wrong side of the road. I wasn't driving. I was in the passenger side, and when I looked over, there was nobody driving, but I couldn't move. I just had to sit there. And I ended up at an old house and had a little white picket fence around it. And I went to the door, and something black ran past my leg. It actually rubbed up against it. I assumed it was a dog. So when I walked around the house and I looked, and they had one of those big picture windows, and it had a bubblegum machine in there with the big gumballs, and it said the world's first gumball machine.
Okay.
So I went back around.
I want to get kind of like an end game on the dream thing. So how long before we get to the payoff on the dream?
Real quick.
Okay.
I get into the house, and there's a lady in the window, and she's in the kitchen, and she said, I haven't seen you in a long time. And I said, I know. And I glanced over, and there was a couch there with a guy sitting on it. And he said, he was petting the black thing that walked past me that I thought was a dog. I said, why are you petting a dog? And he said, it's not a dog, it's a sheep.
Okay.
And he showed me his teeth.
All right.
And then when I turned back around, there was these little, I don't know what they were, but they were eating. They looked like little people.
Okay. What is it that you think that dream was telling you?
I don't know, because to the right of them was a bowl, a shiny bowl with raw meat, and it was steam okay. coming from it.
Dude, we could go all night with the symbolism. No, I get that. But I mean, there's got to be other than just, you know, what it, so if you, what do you think it means?
Well, once the end of the dream came and the room itself got foggy, and I said, what year is this? And somebody said 890. And then somebody said, it's more like 1890, and I woke up.
Okay, here's a question. Now, here's a question.
I looked up.
Okay, go ahead.
Created in the early, late 1900s or 1800s.
Okay. What if you're everybody in your dream, then what does that dream mean?
I don't know.
Well, that's what you got to think about. And that's what you got to think about, because that's where I think some of the most interesting dream work that's done is to consider if you are every person, if you're every voice, and you're talking to you, what were you trying to tell you in your dream?